Begin the current daf Masechet Eivin daf Samaches. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we had a story, which the Gemara on today's daf will bring a few of these types of stories, where there was a child who was having his bris milah on Shabbos. Now, especially in the days of the Gemara, it was integral to the bris milah that there would be hot, warm water to bathe the child on the day of his bris milah. Now, what happened then was that the warm water spilled out. So what Rava told them, he said, so go ahead, bring from my home. To which Abaye said, wait a second, we don't have a Ruvi Chatzeris, we can't do that, we can't carry from your home to his home. So then Rabbi said, okay, let's rely on Shetufim Avois, although we didn't make for the immediate area of all the Batim joining together for this courtyard, but our courtyard joined in with the other courtyards for the Mavri and the Shetuf, so let's rely on that. To which Abaye said, we didn't do that either. So then finally Rabbi said, let's use a Nachri, let's use a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is allowed in this type of a case, but Maka Mitzvah, which would be a Shvus to Shvus, it would be a non-Jew, which is telling a non-Jew is an Isra Rabbanan. Telling him to do an Isra Rabbanan, which would to bring in a chatzer, which itself is only rabbinic prohibition, but Maka Mitzvah Bris Milah, that's allowed. Now that's where our Gemara continues on that story, that Omali Rabbi Bar Avchan Labai. He says, I don't understand. Mevo de isbe tre gavri rabbi kerabanan, a mavoi such as yours, where you and Rabbi, two great Torah giants, live in that development. As we see from that story, that you had no Ruvi Chatzeris in your neighborhood, and you had no Shetuf and Mevois in your larger neighborhood. How can that be? This is something that's a very necessary thing that Chazal instituted, that people should be able to carry and to interact with others on Shabbos. And you're limiting yourself. You don't have a Ruvi Chatzeris and not Shetuf and Mevois, and that's why you weren't able to bring the warm water for the child. You had to go get a non-Jew to go ahead and do that. How is that possible? So Amalei, so Abaye responds to him. He says, you know what? You're right. But my Navid, what should we do? Mar, the master, meaning a reference to Rabbah, Lavurche, it's not honorable for him to have to go around to all the people in the Mavi and to go start collecting from all the Chatzeris, all the other courtyards that share the same alleyway, for him to go ahead and collect this Erev, because although he's the Talmud Chacham, he's the scholar, he knows what to be done, but it's not honorable for him to have to go around collecting. And I know, treating the bigger site. And regarding me, I'm busy learning. I don't have time to do this. So although the proper thing would be to go ahead, to go knock on every development's door and go say, do you want to join? And then we could join and create this this Shetiv Mevayis. But he can't because not according to his covenant. And I can't because I'm busy. And Inu, regarding the rest of the people of the Mavay, they don't care. They're not attentive and aware of this element of creating this Ruvi Chatzeris and Shetiv Mevayis. So we're limited. And then he said, "V'aknilhu." And if I'm going to make an acquisition, I'm going to be makne it to them from what I have. In other words, pita besala. Let's say I have bread in a basket. By just verbalizing, saying that, you know what, part of my food, I'm giving over part of its shears to all the other people in the chatzah. There's no difficulty. And therefore, I could continue doing my learning. It's not going to disturb me. And everyone will be merited in that part of the bread that I have, for all the other chatzeris that are in the mavay, and that is, again, the idea of Shetuv Mevayis has to be, that is, if everyone lives in the same courtyard, and the same thing goes for a courtyard, that all the homes really live in one of the homes, and we view it as one large Rishus HaYachad. So here also, that he says, well, maybe you're telling me I could just take my bread and say I'm giving one share of that bread to that chatzir, to that chatzir, to that chatzir, and therefore we're all going to be organized, but he says, I can't do that either. Kiven de ibayu la minoy, since if they would request from me, if one of the people from one of the courtyards that joined in this mavoi would ask me to eat part of the shituf, and that's what would be their request, that let's say they want to eat something, because shituf and mavoi is made with food items, and I'm saying that each one has a share in it, so therefore if someone would come to claim his share, so to speak, and ask me to get some of that food, and I wouldn't be able to give them that food item. In other words, I can't afford it that every week if someone would come to claim his Shetuf Mevayis, I don't have it in my resources to give them their full part. So therefore, it's not going to work because Batal Shetuf, such a case where I really couldn't give it to them, in other words, I'm saying halachically, okay, you know what, from these breads, part of it is for that chatzar, part is for that chatzar, part is for that chatzar, and you know your old partner is in my food, and that should be Shetuv Mevayis. But you know why it's not going to work? Because technically speaking, if they would come to claim their bread, I wouldn't be able to give it to them. I need it. I'm not that wealthy. And the Tanya learned the Braisa that Echad Bimei Mavoi, Shebikush Yayin V'Shem, if one of the people from the Mavoi came in requesting oil and wine from which was the Shetuv, which was the food that they had joined together to create the Shetuv Mevayis, and they wouldn't give him, because they can't afford to give it, then batla shituf. The shituf is annulled. It doesn't work. It's nullified. So same thing here also. Since I cannot give it, so then it can't work. And therefore, what should we do? Rabbis, it's not honorable for him. I'm busy and everyone else doesn't care. And I have no other way of doing it. So then Rabbi Bar Chana asked Abai, he says, but I have a way that you could do it. So he said, bread you can't. But v'niknu luhumar reviyasa dechala, you should acquire to them a revius of vinegar, bechavita, in a barrel. And that is, in other words, take one of your barrels where that vinegar is something that you're not so particular about, because a revius of vinegar is not so expensive. It's not something that you're going to bother if, let's say, that someone would actually come to claim that you wouldn't give it to him. And as Rashi tells us, that really the ikur shitov is with wine, and vinegar is a derivative from wine, the way the metabolic process of creating vinegar. And as it says in this parak on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, so therefore what you should do is you take the barrel, you leave it in the courtyard, and you rely on everyone having a revius for their shita for the whole entire year, and you leave that there in the courtyard. You don't have to worry about it for the whole year. Why don't you do something like that? You're right regarding bread, which spoils and people are going to come to take their claim, that every week you would have that worry. Don't do that. Take a barrel of vinegar and let everyone have a portion of a revius in that, and that's not a big deal. And that's something that can last the whole entire year. So Abai answered him, Tanya, we'll learn the Braisa, Ein Mishtatvin Bo'itzer. We cannot create the halachic concept of Shituv, joining all the Chatzeris together in the Mavi, with an Oitzer. In other words, with something that's stored away, for example, a barrel of wine or produce that's gathered together, we're not allowed to rely on what's inside of it for the principle of Shituv because of what's called Ein Breira, which is that we cannot define precisely which is whose part of Shituv. And therefore, if I'm going to use anything of that barrel, which I'm not throwing away the vinegar, I'm going to keep part of it that they have a portion of, but I'm going to utilize it, then we're going to say that maybe the part that I'm using is really their part because it's not clear which one, and therefore you can't do shita with something that is stored away for a long time, because since you're going to use it and it's not clear if you're using their part or not, so therefore that can't be used for shita. So that's why Abai said that's not going to work either. To which the Gemara asked about Tani Mishtatvim, but we have a Braisa that says to the contrary, that you could be Mishtatvim with Oitzes. What are you saying that this Braisa says you cannot? So I'm Rav Yishe says, Loi Kasha. It's not a contradiction of Braises, because this happens to be a Machloikis of opinions. Habe Shamai, Habe Sil. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Olas. It says, Hameis Bebayis. If there's a corpse in a home, now that corpse conveys Tumas Oihel to the whole entire tent that it's in. V'loi Psochem Harbe. And there are many openings of this tent. So there the Mishnah says, Kul on Tumeim, they're all Tumim, that is, all the vessels that are placed by the width of the lintel, of the door, of the openings, of the windows, they're all going to become Tumim. Even though they're not in the actual oil of the mess, they're just by the door front, but the reason is because since we don't know which opening they're going to utilize to take the corpse out of the home, and the opening that they're going to go out of, there is a halacha l'meisha mesina that becomes tameh, so therefore now they're all going to become tameh right now. As Rashi says, there is no real logical reason for this. It's just one of the halachas of tameh that we have a mesira on, halacha l'meisha mesina. And therefore, even a window that's just a tefach squared will also become tameh. And the reason is, since now they're all closed, it's not obvious which one is the one that we're going to use. And since it's not obvious, so we say that out of this suffix, we say that all of them have this halacha of tumah. However, the Mishnah continues, Niftach echad mehen, if one of them are now subsequently open, if one of the doors are open, or possibly before, we're going to see this machlekes, then we know for sure that's the door they're going to be using to taking out the corpse. So then, hu tameh v'kulon tarn, then we know that is the one that becomes, anything under that, by that door, is what becomes tameh. But all the other ones are going to be tar because they're not in the actual oil mess, and we know they're not going to use that to export the mess, to take them out of from that opening. Then the Mishnah continues, how chishiv lahitzioi be'echem mehem, let's say only thought about taking the mess out of one of them. Oy b'chaloyin sheyesh ba'abar alba, or not even a doorway, but just a window that has at least four tfachim squared, then, and as Rashi tells, it has to be four tfachim squared, because less than that won't be chashiv enough to save the other ones and say that this is the definite one they're going to be using. Then the halach is, matzal al kol ha'psachim kulin. Then that saves, so to speak, regarding all the other openings, that since that was my thought, so that creates, that's our, where we're going out from. So then we say that's the only one that will be tummy, and all the other ones will be tar. However, we have machlekes between Bisham and Basil precisely how to qualify this halacha. B'shami, I mean, B'shami say, V'hu shechishev, this that we allow, you're just your thought process to establish which one is the one you're going to use and thereby saving the other ones, is actually yomes hames. That's only up until that the corpse, that person actually died. That is, what is, that the tummy never started yet, was never chal, never happened to affect the other openings. However, if the person already died, so then, as we said, since they were all closed at that point in time, so all the kalim became tummy. Now, we don't say retroactively, which is the concept of breru, which is what we're discussing, which is really the point of contention between Bisham and Basil. We don't say that retroactively. We say that, oh, now that we know that that was the opening that you were ultimately going to use, and that's the one you wanted to, so then we say that, no, there was never a tumma on the other kalim, and that's not true. Bisham say that, no, that since it already started, because you didn't have it open yet, so now they all became tummy. And even moreover, Beishamay hold, that even the vessels that come after, that you already decided you're going to use that one, however, they will become tummy. Because since there was already tumma that was chal on those openings, you can't remove it just with a machshava. Because the tumma already was chal on those openings, until you do an actual maisa, which is then when you open up one of the doorways, then we said that will help to mimitar the acherim, only from here on, which is called Mikan Labo. Like we had learned, the Niftach Echemem, one of them open, then we say that anything that comes now will not get a tumma, because now already we said this is the doorway. So therefore, this is the opinion of Beishamai, which they're saying that you don't say Breri, you don't say retroactively, this was the one. You never know which is that one, and it will retain that doubt, that element of tumma. So they're that opinion of that we had learned, that Eimishtatfin, that's Beishamai. Because why would you say Eimishtatfin in Oitzah, that you can't use something that's a storage bin, something that you're going to use over a whole year? Because you're never sure from the vinegar what you're taking, if it's yours or if it's his. That's only Bishamai, that they say retroactively, you will not define that what you took was yours and what's his is still inside. However, Beis Hillel say that even after the person had already died, that now when I think I want to use that doorway, retroactively, it will say that all the other doorways did not have tumma, and the vessels that were there never got tumma, because they hold yesh brera. They hold that now we say retroactively that what I had intended really was for that doorway, and therefore tumma never happened on those openings, and therefore even the vessels that were there before you thought atar. And again, therefore, that is Beis Hillel, that they say that you are Mishtatfin Ba'etzah, that you could go ahead and take apart and make an Eiv there because of the concept of Yesh Breira. And that is what the Gemara was answering. The Machlekes between Beis Hillel and Mishamai was the Machlekes of if you could be Mishtatfin Ba'etzah or not, based on this principle that do you say that what you ultimately end up deciding on, do we say that not only is it now, but it even shows us retroactively that that's what it actually was. So this one thing applies to regarding the halachas of tumma, that now that I think I want to use that doorway, Beis Hillel would hold, yes, that retroactively we say that all the other ones are not tumma, even though they were there, and at that moment before you open up, we give them halacha of tumma, but retroactively now we say that's undone. They would hold mishtatfin ba'etzah, so you could use a barrel of vinegar to go ahead and create an eruv out of that, because what's the difference? You're going to use it, so who cares? We say retroactively, that shows that was your part, and their part is still in the barrel. Whereas Bishamai hold that no, that until you do an actual maisa, that will be only from here on. But regarding a machshava, that won't help, because we'll say that it already was chal, and we don't say that shows when you ultimately decide one that was the one and the other ones were not really the viable options. So same thing over here by the Eitzer, that if you're going to take, we're not going to say that once you take that vinegar, it shows that's yours and his is still inside. Maybe you're taking his, and therefore that's not going to be a good Erev. That resolves this contradiction of the Brises. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan's idea about that for Abaye to do that is definitely a very valid suggestion, because although he couldn't do it with bread, but he definitely could do it with a barrel, because you could be Meshatav Ba'itzer, at least according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, which is how we paskin, that you're always going to say Yesh Brera, and what you're going to take is going to be yours, and his will still be inside the barrel. Now the Gemara continues again with a similar type of story, which was the one that we had been continuing from the daf before, and the Gemara will again bring another type of the story, which is Ahu Yanuka. Again, there was a child on the eighth day of his life, which was the day of his bris milah, which was on Shabbos. Dishtabich hamimi, that is warm water that was supposed to be used, which is necessary for the child to be bathed in on the day of his bris milah, got spilled out. So Amalu Rava told to the people, Nishai leli ime itzricha, go ask the mother if she needs warm water. And that is because a woman, after she gives birth, is allowed to be bathed in warm water if she needs, because of her condition that's after a birth. And then Nocham Nachri Agavimi, then let the non-Jew go ahead and warm up water for the child through the mother. And as we said, that a chaya, which means a woman after birth, for 7 days after, although if she says, I need warm water, we're not Mechal Shabbos, but we could do it through a non-Jew. So therefore, that's a way that we can get warm water for the child by having the mother say that she needs it, and then we'll be able to have from that water for the child. But Amalei Rav Mishar Shel Rava, you're right, that usually could work. But in this case, Ime Ka'ochla Tamri, the mother is eating dates, which he's basically saying we see that she doesn't need warm water to drink because she is eating cold dates. And if she's eating cold solids, definitely she doesn't need warm liquid. So it's not a viable option in this case. So Malay Rav said it's not a raya, it's not a proof. Emre Tunva Ba'amahu Dinakale, you could say that just something, a mishagas, so to speak, got into her head. And she's eating it, but she doesn't know why. But really, it's not healthy for her, and really, she does need warm water. So therefore, it's not a proof. Go ahead and ask her, maybe you'll see that she needs warm water, and then this will be a viable option for getting warm water for the child. So again, a similar type of story, the Gemara says, Ahu Yanuka, there was this child, Ishtabe Chamimi, that the warm water that he needed to be bathed in on the day of his bris milah, which was on Shabbos, spilled out. So Amalehu Rava. Rava told them, he says, look, I have an idea what to do. He said, Panu li mani mi be gavri li be nashi. He says, take out all my stuff. And where was I staying? In my compound. I was staying by where the men are. So take my stuff out from where the men are to where the women are. And that is, what the case was that in Rava's courtyard, there was warm water. Now, the child's warm water was in another courtyard that was neighboring Rava's courtyard. And that had spilled out. And there was an opening between the two courtyards, but the problem was that they did not make a Rubi Chatzayas together, so therefore they couldn't just carry. Now, in Rava's house, there were rooms which were in the inner part of the home that were not opened up into the courtyard, and that was for purposes of tznius, of modesty, and that's where the women used to be. Now, the place where the men used to be, that was what was opened up into the courtyard. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that if someone's mevatel, the reshus, the right of way that he has in his courtyard, he's not allowed to go ahead and take out stuff from his home to the courtyard because it's not his anymore. So therefore, what Rava was basically essentially saying, he says, take all my stuff from Bei Gavri, from where the men are, which is where I am, which is the one that opens up into the chatzar, take it to where the women are, because I don't want to put myself in a situation where I might come to take my stuff out into the courtyard, which I'm used to doing. If I have no stuff over there, I'm not going to take it out. So bring it to where the women are, which is not open up into the courtyard. The Ezel of the Ace of Hasim, and then I'll go and I'll sit over there. I'll stay there in the inner rooms for the rest of Shabbos. The Vatalhu HaChatzar, and then I will be Mevatal, my right of way that I have in my courtyard, to the people of the neighboring courtyard. Then they'll be able to, it'll be considered an extension of their Chatzar. Then they could come in and take the warm water from their courtyard and bring it back to their courtyard, and you'll have warm water for the child. That was Rava's approach, what to do, because again, they had no warm water in their chatzar. Rava had, you can't carry because there's no Rubi Chatzeres. So he said, I'll be mevatel, but to help, to assist that bittel, he didn't want to put himself in a situation where he might come to ruin that bittel by taking out stuff from his home to the courtyard. So he said, take my stuff, put it into the back rooms, where it's just not abutting, it does not open up into the courtyard, which is where the women would be, and then I'll stay there for the rest of Shabbos, and that will be great because now I won't have a right of way in the chatzar, and you'll be able to consider it part of your chatzar. But Amalei Ravina L'Rava, but then Ravina asked to Rava, he says, V'homer Shmuel, but Shmuel says, how can you do this? Being Mevatel Yerushus, we understand that works in one chatzar, which is, let's say there's five homes, and one of the five forgot to go out and join the Rebbe Chatzeris. Now he poses a problem because we don't see this chatzar as a rishus of a yachid, but rather as partners, because all the other four are considered one, but he is also considered a different partner. That's two people, that's joint, that doesn't work. So he can mevatel his rishus. But Shmuel tells us, ein bitl rishus mechatzar lechatzar, that only works in one chatzar. But you can't make from one courtyard to another courtyard a bittul of your rishus, for example, to allow someone else from a different courtyard as if he's owning your courtyard, that you're being mevatel your right of way. That doesn't work. And here it's two different chatzeres. How can you do what you're proposing to do? So Amalei, so he answered, very simple. Ano Rabbi Yochanan, really. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, as we learned in the previous daf, that the omer that he holds, yesh bittul rishus mechatz lechatzar. He holds, you could do that, and therefore that's what the opinion that I'm going like, so therefore I could be mevatel my right of way in my chatzar, to allow them to consider it as part of their chatzar. But then Ravina asks, so wait, ve'iloi savul amarka Shmuel, if you do not hold like Shmuel, that is, you don't say like him that ain bittul mechatz lechatzar, that you hold that you could be mevatel even one courtyard to another courtyard. So we continue on to Amad Beis. So then I have a very, very simple question to you. Nesim mar beduchte. Wait a second, you're getting rid of all your stuff, taking out to the back rooms. Leave all your stuff in its place. Because you're saying, I want to take out all my stuff. So what are you showing by that? You're showing that once you're being mevatel, you're rishus, you're right of way in the chatzar. That means because you're showing that now today you're not going to be able to use it anymore in the chatzar, and therefore you're concerned, so you're saying, okay, let me take all my stuff so I don't come to bringing it out into the chatzar. So he says, that's essentially like Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, as we're going to show later on, he says, "Ein mevatlin v'chayzmin mevatlin." He holds that you can't go ahead and one person saying, okay, you know what, I'm being mevatlin right away in this part, it's all yours. And then an hour later, the other one says, you know what, I did what I had to, now I'm being mevatlin back to you, it's all yours now. Shmuel says, you can't do that. Now, he's proving that he obviously holds like Shmuel, because if he doesn't hold like Shmuel, so then what's the problem? Stay in your place, v'nevatlehu ledidu, and then be mevatel your right of way in your courtyard just for an hour or so to allow them to go ahead and take the warm water from your chatzur. Then v'nahadra inu v'nevatel lamar. Then let them go ahead and re-mevatel it back to you, and then you'll be back to square one, and therefore you won't have any problem. Da'amar Rav, because as Rav holds, mevatlin v'chayz mevatlin, you could be mevatel your right of way, and then the other one could go ahead and be mevatel back to you. That's Rav's opinion, which is when you have two people living in a courtyard and they didn't make an Erev. So Rav says, you know what you could do? This one could be mevatel his reshus, his right of way to the other one until he takes care of what he has to do inside the chatzar. And then the other one, go ahead and be mevatel back to him. He could do whatever he needs to. That's Rav's opinion. So therefore, if you would hold like Rav, not like Shmuel, as you're saying, you don't hold like Shmuel, so what, you have to get rid of all your stuff because you're concerned? What do you mean? It's only you could be mevatle for a half hour. They'll be mevatle right back to you. And then you could go ahead and use your chatzah as you did before. Obviously, you hold like Shmuel. If you hold like Shmuel, so then the question is, how could you do it from chatzah to chatzah? So on that he says, wait a second. Ano baha, because Shmuel severely, you're right, regarding of chatzah to chatzah, that I don't hold like Shmuel. That I hold that you could do a bit from chatzah to chatzah. But regarding this other thing about to be mevatel and then to re-mevatel back, on that I hold like Shmuel, the Amar e mevatel v'chayz mevatel, that on that I hold that you can't go ahead and be mevatel to him and then he mevatel back to you. But regarding the other halacha of be mevatel v'chatz l'chatz, that I don't hold like him. On that he asked, wait a second, how can you differentiate which one you hold like Shmuel, v'lav chad taimahu, aren't they essentially the same halacha? About if you could do bitl mechatz lechatzar, and if you could go ahead and be mevatla and have them mevatla back to you, because my time ain mevatla mechayz mevatla. What do you think the reason is why the halacha is that you cannot, as Shmuel says, that you can't be mevatla and have them be mevatla back to you? Lab mishum, isn't the reason because of the other halacha? The kiven the batla lirishus, because once you're mevatla lirishus, istalik le mahoch legarmi. Essentially, what happens is we don't see you as someone that lives here at all. That's what's happening. You mevatel reshus. I'm not here. I don't. I'm not a payer. I'm not a member. I'm nothing. So then, what does that mean? V'havaleke ben chatz acheres. That means that we view you as someone from a different courtyard. Therefore, hence, ve'ein bitl reshus mechatz lechatz. That's the reason. The reason is that now we say that he cannot be mevatel back to you. Why not? Because you're someone from a different chatzar. And therefore, mar nami loy nevatla. Therefore, you shouldn't be able to do bitl because your case was mechatz lechatz. So therefore, if you agree to the principle of Shmuel that you can't not be mevatlan and chayz mevatlan, obviously, take it to the nth degree. What does that mean? That means to say that you agree that you cannot be mevatlan mechatz lechatz, because that's the whole reason of Shmuel why you can't do bitl v'chayz mevatlan, because once you do the bitl, we view you as someone from a different chatz, and then he can't be mevatlan back to you. And that he answers no. Chasim over there, the reason why you cannot be chayz mevatel is not because then we see you like a person from a different chatzar and now he can't be mevatel back to you because you can't mevatel mechatzel chatzar. No, that's not true. Hani time of the reason is, ki heichid deloy lahavim milsa japana kechucha betlula. The reason why you can't be mevatel and him mevatel back to you and then you know what, you can use it for now, okay, I'll take it back and let him use it, is because that makes a joke and makes litzanis out of the words of the chachamim. We cannot allow you to do bitl and then back bitl and back bitl. It's a joke. Oh, there's no error. Fine, no problem. You know, it's yours. Okay, it's mine. That doesn't work. That's why you can't do it. You do it one time and that's it. And we view that as that person's property for the rest of Shabbos. But not because then we see you as someone from a different chatzar and therefore, it's not true. I could argue on him regarding chatzal chatzar that I hold you could do bitl like Rabbi Yechanan. But regarding this other halacha, that I agree to him because that's based on making a mockery out of the words of the rabbis. That's not allowed. That is, you can only do it one time and you cannot do chayz mevatlam. So now, once we mention that the Gemara says gufa, we're going to quote this machlokes. Rav Amar mevatlin mechayz mevatlin. Rav holds that you could do. You could be mevatel your right of way to that person, and then the person go ahead and be mevatel back to you, and now it's your, he's mevatel his right of way. But Shmuel Amar, no. As we said, two different interpretations in the previous Gemara, why that is, you cannot be mevatel and have the person be mevatel back to you. So the Gemara tries two times to show that this machlekes of Rav Shmuel was really early machlekes tannoi. Lema Rav Shmuel beplukte drabbanon for Eliezer kamiflugi. The Rav, the Amar Krabbanon, the Rav holds like Drabbanon, which is, there's a Mishnah later on that says regarding this person that's mevatel his rishus. So regarding this person, let's say you have five people in the chatzar and one person forgot to join in the Erev, so he's mevatel his right of way. So we say regarding that person's home, it's forbidden for him and for them to carry out of his home into the chatzar. Now the reason is, the Rabbanon say, because someone that's mevatel the right of way he has in his courtyard, he's not mevatel the right of way of his own home. And therefore he's not totally removed from his own home. And therefore, since we don't view him as totally gone, because he's still here, although he doesn't have a right of way in the courtyard, but he is, he has a condominium, he has something that's here in this property. So therefore, since we don't see him as totally removed, that would seem like Rav. And that's why you could mevatel of a chayzim mevatlin, because he's not like someone from a chatzar acheres. Whereas with Shmuel, the Amar Krebeliezer, but Shmuel holds a Krebeliezer that he said in Perek Oysen Pasen, earlier on Chavavim Abayz, that that person's home is permitted for them to carry in and out of that home, and the reason being, because since he's mevatel his rishus, he's also mevatel the rishus of his home, which basically means that we see him as totally removed from here, and which means that he's like someone from a different chatzar. Oh, you're like someone from a different chatzar, therefore you cannot be mevatel from chatzar l'chatzar. That's what the Gemara wants to say, that their machlekes would be depending on this idea about when someone's mevatel his chatzar. Do we see him as also removed from his home? Would be the same idea. If we see him as removed, as not removed from his home, that he's still there, and therefore people cannot carry in and out of his home because that's his property, and the chatzar is that other person's, that plural one person that we made a yachid out of that, you can't carry from two different domains. So therefore we see him as still here, so therefore you could be chayzim mevatlin. But Shmuel that holds that we see him, that we could carry in and out of his home because it's like he doesn't even own his home either. He's not here at all, so therefore it's like he lives somewhere else. Oh, you live in somewhere else, and then you're chatzar l'chatzar. Now we do not allow a bittel to chayz mevatlin because you can't do bittel m'chatzar l'chatzar. And then the Gemara says, no. Am l'cha Rav. Rav could tell you, ano da'amri afil Reb Eliezer. I could even hold like Reb Eliezer, and that is, ad kan l'kam Reb Eliezer z'hasam. Until now we understand when Reb Eliezer over there said, he said, a mevatel rishus chatzer. If someone is mevatel the right of way he has in his courtyard, rishus beisa bitl, that he's also mevatel the rishus, the right of way he has in his own home. Very simply, mishum de bebayis b'loy chatzur le'dari inshi, because no one lives in a home without a courtyard. In other words, because you have to be able to have the utility of the area around your home, and therefore it wouldn't function a home without that. So if you be mevatel, you're relinquishing the right of way you have in the courtyard. That means an ultimate, you're also being, you're relinquishing the right of way you have in your own home. So therefore, that's, I agree with Reb Eliezer. Avle inin is taluke, but regarding seeing yourself as totally removed, as if you lived in a different courtyard, which would therefore not allow for them to go out and be mevatel it back to you, me Amar, did he ever say that? It's not showing that he's totally removed. It's just showing the concept of when you're mevatel, you're chatzar, that means your bias is also being nisbatel. But it doesn't mean that we see you as totally removed. That doesn't mean that you're like someone from a different chatzar. Could be you're here. It's just that you're relinquishing your rights over that. Mishmul says the reverse. And not the army of the Rabban. I could even say like Rabban, because ad kan l'kam Rabban hasam. Until now, we had Rabban that said, elamai de bottle, delay bottle, that what we know you mevatel, which was your courtyard, that's your right of way, because that's affecting everyone in the courtyard, that's what you're mevatel. But what you were not mevatel, which was your home, that you're not mevatel, that you still retain ownership on, and that's why you're not relinquishing it, and so people cannot carry in and out of your home into the courtyard. Avamai de bottle, but what you were mevatel, which was from the courtyard, that you explicitly said that you're taking out your right of way, Mia is talik legarmi, but that ultimately you were totally removed for, and therefore we do consider you, at least regarding the chatzar, as someone from a different chatzar, and therefore it would not help to re-mevatle back to you because you're from a different chatzar and you cannot be mevatle from chatzar to chatzar. Therefore, it's not really dependent on this machlekes Reb Eliezer and Rabbanan. Rather, you could say like each opinion that it's a different svara, not relating to that immediate machlekes of Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chana, Amar Rav Sheshes. He says that he wants to say that the machlekes Rav Shmuel is katanoi, like a different machlekes tanoim, also from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, Misha Nasin Rishtusi. regarding someone that gave his right of way to the people, to the other constituents of his courtyard, because he forgot and he didn't join in the Erev. Now, after he was Mavatel, he says, you know what, I'm giving up my right of way over here. V'hoitzi. But then he went and he took something out from his home into the courtyard. So then, whether he did this on purpose or by mistake, Oyser, he makes it forbidden on the rest of the people of the Chatzar to utilize the ear of the Chatzar because he now just retook his right of way by virtue of his action. Actions speak louder than words. He went and took out, so now he took back what he owns. Now it's a problem. It's not just one person owning it. He's also a player, and therefore it's going to make it forbidden for everyone to carry in the Chatzar. The Remeah. That's the opinion of Remeah. Rehuda says, no, but mazed Oyser, only if you do it intentionally, you're showing that, okay, you know what, I'm taking it back, I don't care. That's going to make a problem. B'shogeg and Oyser, if you do it by mistake, that's not going to make it a problem. So the Gemara wants to say, my love, b'hokim ifkli, isn't this their machlokes, the same machlokes as Rav Shmuel? Demar Savar, that your mayor holds, that he says that even when you do it b'shogeg, he's retaking his right of way in the Chatzar, is because he holds mevatlin v'chayzin mevatlin. That you, he holds like Rav, that you could be mevatl your right of way, and that someone could go ahead and re-mevatl it back to you, which means to say that we don't see him as totally removed. And therefore, by bittel also, that you could be chayzer and mevatl and go ahead and re-mevatl it back to that person, because that's basically what your mayor is saying. Because even if you do it by mistake, since you're here, we don't see you as totally removed. Just going back in takes it back to you. Umar sava, but Rabbi Huda holds, he holds like Shmuel, that you cannot be mevatl and then re-mevatl, which means that because we see you as totally removed, if we see you totally removed, if you're doing it b'shogeg, that's not going to go ahead and bring it back to your rights, and therefore if you did it only b'shogeg, it will not ask on the b'nei chatzar. Amar v'achabar, techlifim mishmeder, Rav Allah, it's not true. You don't say that this machlokes Rav Shmuel is the same machlokes. The kuliyama ein mevat machlokes mevat. You could really say that everybody holds that you cannot go ahead and remevatle back to the person that did the original bitl because we see him as totally removed. And therefore, in truth, when it was done b'shoigig, it should not go ahead and be returned to that person's rights because he's not here and you're doing it b'shoigig, that's not retaking it. But the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Huda here is do we set a knas, a penalty, that we even made it a problem when someone did it by mistake because of the circumstances that it might be done b'mezid, which would then be a problem. And that is Marsav, Rav Meir holds, kansu shogeg b'mezid. Although really, as we explained, that shogeg should not be a problem because we see him as totally removed. Someone from a different chatzar, therefore if he did it by mistake, it should not pose a problem. But he said we make a knas and we say it's a problem even when it's done b'shogeg. Umarsav and Rabbi Huda held, no, like kansu shogeg b'mezid, we do not penalize when it was done b'shogeg because of when it might be done b'mezid. Now, when it's done b'mezid, why is that a problem also? There, everybody agrees that even though we view him as totally removed, but since he's taking it back because he didn't sell it. And Rashi explains, it's talking about when the people of the Mavi were not machzik it yet. They did not establish their authority in the Mavi after the person was mavatlit, before there was this retraction. And therefore, he can go ahead, at least if he did it b'mezid, then that shows that he's taking it back. But if it was done b'shoigig, then, as we said, that truth, everybody holds possibly like Shmuel, not like Rav. It's not going to be telling this machlekes. You cannot be chayzer mevatel. But this, that we say that even b'shoigig, it's going to be a problem, which sounds like that means that he's not totally relinquished, which should be like Rav, that you could be chayzer mevatel. That's not true. That's only because Remei holds that we knas a shoigig or to meiz, but in truth, everyone holds it really should only apply by a meiz. But then the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying Rav Ashi, Amar Vashi says that he argues on what we just said, and he holds Rav Shmuel, but plucked the Rabbi Rabbanu Kamevaki, that he agrees to the first assumption that we had made in the Gemara, that Rav Shmuel do argue in the same machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan, again regarding when a person bevatel his right of way in the Chatzar, if that includes also his bias, that he says that's the same idea of Rav Shmuel. Do we view the person as totally removed? And that would be the idea of A, that you cannot be chayzer mevatel, and also regarding that we say if you mevatel, you're right away in the chatzah, that includes the bias. Or do we say, no, we don't see you as totally removed, and therefore you could be mevatel and chayzer mevatel because you're still a player, you're still here. And the same idea would be that if you mevatel, you're a chatzah, that's only the chatzah, but we don't see you as totally removed, and therefore we still see you as having the rights in your home, and therefore people cannot carry from your home into the courtyard. Now the Gemara continues the discussion of our Mishnah, that Amram Gamliel, Maisa bitzduki echot shayudari manu. Rambam said a story regarding a tzaduki. A tzaduki were those who believed in Torah Shabbat, but they claim not to believe in Torah Shabbat, the oral law. So they said there was a tzaduki that lived among us in our chatzar, and what we had to do was we had to have him be mevatel his right of way in the chatzar so that we can go ahead and use it and be joined together, because or else he's going to pose a problem. But the Gemara first asks on this, on the flow of the Mishnah. Tzduki mandekar shmei. Whoever mentioned anything about a tzduki in the Mishnah, did the Tanna Kama say that you have to rent from the tzduki? And that Rabbi Gamliel's argument saying, no, a tzduki is not like a non-Jew. And up until now, the Mishnah was speaking about a non-Jew. Now, a non-Jew cannot join the Erev. He cannot either do bitl reshus, saying what he's relinquishing his rights of way. The only way we can negate the problem of the non-Jew is to rent his property. And now we're talking about a tzduki. That a tzduki, Rabbi Gamliel says, he was allowed to just be mevatel reshus. Who's talking about? Did the Tanna Kama say that no, that you have to rent from him, that he's like a non-Jew? Towards the Gemara says yes. Chesur mechzer v'achitoni. There are words missing, and this is the way you have to learn our Mishnah. Tzeduki harehu kanachri. The Tanna Kama holds that a tzeduki is like a non-Jew, that he cannot relinquish, he cannot be mevatel reshus, without actually renting from him his domain. V'gamliel aymer, Gamliel says, he argues, tzeduki in the kanachri, a tzeduki is not like a non-Jew, because ultimately he's a Jew, and therefore he could do bittul. And that's where the story in our Mishnah comes in. There was this tzduki that had lived among us in the same mavo in Yerushalayim. V'amalona Abba, and our father told us, Maharu, which was the same terminology, the same way it's quoted in the Mishnah, Maharu v'itzu esakelim l'mavo, go ahead and take out your vessels into the mavo. In other words, be machzik, establish your authority as if you own that part of the mavo. Until this guy doesn't go ahead and take out his stuff and going to make it forbidden on you, because then he won't be able to go back and retract from his bittul, because you already had taken authority, you already had been machzik in that mavi. And as Rashi explains, that means this has to be done when already Shabbos started, because establishing your presence on that mavi when it's still Friday, that's not making it obvious. So therefore, once Shabbos starts, quickly go out and bring out your stuff to show that, hey, it's ours, you can't take back what you relinquished, and then you'll be able to have the mavi for the whole Shabbos. And as the Gemara says, Vatanya, this is similarly that we learned that there was this machlekes between Rabbanan and Gamliel regarding a tzeduki. And as we says in the Braisa, Hadar im nachri tzeduki by susi. The Braisa says clearly that if someone lives with a non-Jew, or a tzeduki, or by susi, hare elu eisnulam, they all make it forbidden. And that's because Tanna Kama holds that a tzeduki, even though they are Jews, but since they don't believe in the oral law, they have the same halacha as a nachri, and they make it forbidden. And the only way is, you can't do Erev, you can't do bittul, is to rent his property. And then the parentheses, if it is a girus or not, but a whole truth that Ramlil Omer, tzeduki bei susi eino oisim. No, tzeduki bei susi did not make it forbidden, and that is regarding that you would only have to do renting. You could actually do bittul. And there's ma'isa b'tzeduki echad shadar in Ram Gamliel b'mav b'Yerushalayim. There was a tzeduki that had lived with Ram Gamliel in the mav in Yerushalayim. V'amalim Ram Gamliel l'banim. Ram Gamliel told his sons, Bini, my children, maharu v'itzu ma'asha'atim v'itzien, go ahead and quickly take out stuff that you want to go ahead and take out. V'echnisu ma'asha'atim v'echnisim, and go bring in what you want to bring in. Ad shalo yoytzi ha'toyev hazeh, until this despicable, abominable person, that tzduki, is going to go ahead and take out his vessels into the mavi, and that will be ultimately be retracting his right of way that he had relinquished. V'yesu aleichem, is going to make it forbidden on you. Shari bitl reshus lechem, because he gave up, he relinquished his rights of way into the mavi, and therefore quickly go ahead and take control of that to show that you're taking that, and now he can't retract himself. That's the opinion of Remeya in that version of Rebbe Gamliel. Behuda Meruda says, Beloshen Acheres, he says that it was said in a different version what Rebbe Gamliel was telling his sons. Maharu va'asu tzarchechem b'mavi. To the contrary, go quickly and take care of what you have to do in the mavi before Shabbos, on Friday, until it gets dark when it's going to be too late, and then he will make it forbidden on you. And that is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Gamliel did not argue on the Tanna Kama, but rather that a tzeduki is like a nachi, and that is he cannot be mevatel. So although he was mevatel, Rabbi Gamliel was not telling like the first version of Rabbi Meir, which was saying, okay, quickly take control when Shabbos started, and that then he cannot retract. To the contrary, Yehuda says that version of Rabbi Gamliel was telling him that, no, quickly go ahead what you have to do today, because it's not going to help the bittul. He's like a nachri, and the nachri, a bittul of a nachri doesn't work. Which the Gemara later on will ask, because if you look at our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad shelo yoytzi, that the tzeduki will make it forbidden on the rest of the people if he goes ahead and he takes out on Shabbos, which shows that Rabbi Yehuda's version of Gamliel was that he could be mevatel. And that the only thing Rabbi Yehuda was arguing on the Remeya's version was that he held that even after the rest of the religious people would go ahead and be machzik, that still would be able to retract it. And that's what he's saying, you know, quickly do it because on Shabbos he might take out his stuff and cause a problem. But not that he holds that he's like a nachri, that he can't do bitl, he could do bitl. It's just that even if he, after the bitl, and you, even though you establish yourself, you were machzik, he could go ahead and retract that. That's the point of contention. That's going to be a question the Gemara will ask later on. But that's the machlekes, at least over here, the way it's brought, is that Reb Meir was saying in Reb Liel that he's not like a nachri, and therefore he can go ahead and do bitl. Whereas Reb Yehuda's version was to know that the story of Reb Liel was saying, just like the Tanna Kamma, that it's stuki, is like a nachri, and therefore take care of what you have to do today before it gets dark, because then the bitl is not going to help, just like every other non-Jew.